Stay wired. Post Tech Update today, we're going to revisit a top-notch call from my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show, that you absolutely need to hear. I'm going to start commenting from time to time about the abuses of big tech and how some ought to be illegal, like trying to opt out of Facebook. Here's why, just like the Eagles say about the Hotel California, with Facebook, you can check in, but you can never leave. I'm Kim Komando for ExpressVPN. It creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. Get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. Let's say you've outgrown Facebook or Instagram capturing all your photos, posts, and more to train its AI and who knows what else. Then you must begin at a needlessly complicated webpage called the Facebook Help Center. This is where Facebook says to begin to cut the Facebook cord to tell them that you want out and want all your data erased too. After you've wasted time that you will never get back, Meta will then tell you that they have your submission, but it cannot guarantee that all your data will be deleted. There ought to be a law, right? Keep your tech know-how going right now and join over 500,000 people who get my free newsletter at getkim.com. Okay, coming up next, a call that you're definitely going to want to hear because I bet you'll learn something new. David in beautiful Tampa, Florida. Hi there, David.
Hi.
Welcome. What's going on, bud?
Well, I've got a real dilemma, and I thought, what better place to call than the Kim Komando Show to get the exact answer I need?
Awesome. Well, thank you.
I've got a sister-in-law that lives in an assisted living facility. She's having a cell phone issue. She goes outside. She gets great calls, great reception, but she can't go outside to make every call. When she gets back into her apartment, it's like it's a dead zone. Let's go to a window or maybe outside in the hallway, and I was hoping you might direct me to a way that might be able to help her cell phone signal be getting better reception inside her apartment.
You know, it's look at how far that we've come, David, right? I mean,
I know.
In the way that we looked at technology, do you remember what the first cell phone looked like?
I had a bag phone in a business that I had several years ago. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. You know, I was
familiar.
You know, I did a podcast with Marty Cooper, and he's the inventor of the cell phone not too long ago. If you haven't listened to that, it's so funny because he talks about he was competing with AT&T who wanted the car phone, right? Because AT&T bet that everybody would just be using a phone when they were driving. But he thought, you know, hey, listen, you know, this is Qualcomm. I think I want to walk around. So he had a press conference and he said, you know, it's a press conference for like, this is the world's first cell phone. It's like 1976, the world's first phone, right? And that is portable. And he's there on Madison Avenue. As he told me the story, one reporter showed up. That's it. One reporter. So he took the reporter outside and he made one phone call to prove that you could make a call on like 6th and I forget, I think it was 50 some odd street in downtown New York, and he called his rival at AT&T and said, I'm going to kick your butt.
Amen.
So anyway, so we've come a long time way. Now we're like, oh gosh, I don't want to have to go outside to make a call. So anyway, a couple of things you can do. Number one is that you can turn on Wi-Fi calling. So if she's got internet access, decent Wi-Fi in the room, that is a way for you to use the internet in order to get a call. The other thing, too, that you might want to take a look at is that the carrier sells something called femtocells. And basically, it's a little cell station that you can put in your room. And you want to put this one closer to the window if that's where she's getting the best reception. Who's her provider?
She's actually on a government-provided phone. The carrier of the cell service is T-Mobile, but it's not a T-Mobile direct contract.
Okay, that's okay. So it's T-Mobile. T-Mobile makes something called a microcell, and anytime you buy one of these, make sure you can always return it. If you buy it on Amazon, you can always do that. But it's a microcell, and what it does is it'll go ahead and take that signal from out on the street and bring it in and boost it, right? And so that this way she'll be able to get some better reception. They're about $70. So take a look at the CellSpot microcell signal booster from T-Mobile. And I bet you that works. And if that doesn't work, then you have to look at a more expensive solution from a company by the name of WeBoost. And their solutions start at $200. And I hope you're sitting down because sometimes it can go into the thousands. Yikes, right? So take a look at the microcell. And again, the Wi-Fi calling normally always works, but I know sometimes it can be a little glitchy too. Hats off to you for listening. Now, if you have a tech question that has you stumped, I've got your back. Zip over to commando.com and tap that email Kim link. Your notes, I read them all like they're just the tech gospel. And you can get tech smart every single day with my free newsletter. It's up for grabs over at getkim.com. That's getkim.com.